I will start now. I don't know where to start, but I research on the Marmara region. It's Istanbul also in there, and the area is really close to Istanbul, maybe 2 hours. And my main blood farmers here, Berin Ertürk, and she can explain better than me the area and also farmers. And there, I will start with the neighborhood, or they have statute of neighborhood. It's not a village in Turkey. It's a legal process. I don't want to go detail. This research, I try to focus on women producers, because in Turkey, generally the researcher are men, and the men make their research in with men generally, because women don't have commonplace like the coffee house or something like that. And in the region, there are women solidarity association. I make conversation with them. Then also we have Çiftçisen farmer, the Berin. I also interview with her. Then some villagers in the village I interviewed. Four women or five women in total, 13 farmer I interviewed. And also, what can I say? There is a producer, maybe Berin explain better than me, because there is a producer community. It's called Saküda. It's a Sakarya Solidarity Network, kind of this one. And I interviewed three farmers from there, and they are agroecological farmers. Also, there are, maybe it's better to explain what kind of products they produce in the area, in the village. Firstly, the main products is maize, corn. Generally, people produce corn there. It's a monocultural. Also, there are sheep, goats, and cows in the area. They have main common area for the animals, husbandry animals. Also, they have small gardens. They produce some vegetables for them. Also, we have Berin there. She produces more than 200 vegetable, and also she has 16 fruit trees, and she have a connection with the city Istanbul. They send their products directly to consumer, kind of product, a producer community or cooperative kind of, but not legal. What can I say more? Maybe you can ask and I can answer. It's better to me. Caroline, maybe you can ask me.
I think you made an excellent, you had very good discussion at the beginning of the process with the men at the bar and women somewhere else. But as a step zero, I think you had a very good experience of step zero and could be good to share this because it's not always obvious for partners how to start discussions.
Okay. Firstly, I went to coffee house in the village, but we couldn't, meet the whole villager. Partially we meet them. Firstly, for first three men, then two men, then three men we discuss, but it's really hard to me, communicate with them. There is a age difference with them, because they're more than 55 years old, and also they are men. Sometimes it's really hard. And Berin has one driver. He helped me to communicate with them. I explained to him, and he explained to villager. Then I explained the questions and everything. It happened like that 3 times or 4 times. With women, I went to association house, kind of coffee house. And it's easier than to, you know, coffee house or men. I explained to her, she also working, she was working and explained, answering my questions. And the other woman, I went to home, not the home or just their home garden. She generally answered my question with his husband. Actually, the husband tried to answer the question. I asked woman, he tried to answer it. It's a little bit confusing there. I always told him, I asking the woman, not you, kind of this thing. And yes, that's, and there is a young man, 19 years old. Barry knows better than me. And he also came to Barry's house, and I explained the whole question, and he answered the question himself. And he told me the questions are really hard. I didn't understand very well. Yeah, this kind of coffee house is the general answer for step zero.
Thank you. And Barry, do you want to add something and explain the local context?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Very good.
Okay. Well, as Chidem put it, we are in a region with which is mostly maize production and monoculture and industrial agriculture. But there are here and there people who are doing it, some of them the old way, and some of them because they believe in agroecology, they do their work accordingly. And we are a group of small producers in this region, and we came together and joined forces, and we are not a cooperative or a legal association. We are just a network. But that doesn't mean that it's a network. It has its rules and it works quite well. We are always in contact and we cooperate. We exchange several things. We buy from each other or exchange, and we are cooperating on logistics, on our relations. So we have a large group of consumers, let me say. We don't like to call them consumers. We see them as part of our network, at least some of them. And we also have a small group of volunteers who are really doing a great job for us. They act as distribution points in our region, Sakarya, and in Istanbul. We have 12 distribution points. These points are usually either shops, workshops, their atelier, even some of them their house. So to reach the big community, we pass through the distribution points, and they were meant to be meeting places for the neighborhood. But because of the pandemic, of course, this was cut short, let me say. But there have been some, there have been some local neighborhood-based food communities which were formed. At least 2 were formed when we started, and they're still keeping it going. But of course, the gathering place and coming together with the consumers and producers didn't work as it should because of the pandemics. We can't come together face to face. But that's the way that it works. And it's good to see that there are new people interested in, you know, trying to join us. But of course, we don't take anyone unless we are sure of their production. So I can say that there are several new small producers who are eager to join, and I'm sure they will, in time, they will turn completely to ecological way of producing and can become part of us. I guess that's what I have to say for the moment, if there are any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Berin. Is there any questions?
If I may comment, before there are any questions, this is also a way to see how tape can be used to broaden a bit our perception, our way to see the things fundamentally. No? This experience in Turkey is extremely interesting, and it's itself a new way to access to market, is itself a way of networking, and there is many, many different aspects. It's a new way of communication, it's a new way to manage things, there is an element of logistics, no? And we are using tape in this case also to understand better what are the good of all this kind of way to address our future in terms of agriculture. And this is, I think, the interesting aspect that it's coming from Turkey, no? That we have some data, we have done also in this case the spider graph, but it was also an opportunity to understand better a very grassroots experience that can be interesting for the overall community to share. So let's use always this opportunity to see new way to work together, that it's always a very, very big issue all over the region. And let's see also this kind of meetings for this purpose, not only the more technical one. So thank you very much, really, because the experience in Turkey is extremely interesting, I think, for all of us. And thank you very much for the incredible work that you have done.